listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
All right, Todd Zwillick with you here, filling in for John Hockenberry. Thanksgiving weekend is a huge movie weekend, and we've got Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and Takeaway movie contributor, here to help us sort out the tangled mess of all the movies. Rafer, I got to assume there are a lot of must-sees and probably a lot of must-misses, right? What about Tangled?
I think Tangled is a must-see. This is might have been my favorite movie of the week. It's really, really fun, really, really charming, a real return to form for Disney. You know, it's their 50th animated feature, and it's quite good. I really liked it.
All right, let's give Tangled a little listen here. Listen to this, a clip from Tangled.
So, Mother, as you know, tomorrow is a very big day.
Look in that mirror. You know what I see? I see a strong, confident, beautiful young lady. Oh, look, you're here too.
I'm just teasing. Stop taking everything so seriously.
Who are our stars in Tangled, Rafer?
That was Mandy Moore playing the Rapunzel as a sort of permanently grounded teenager trapped up in her tower. And the other voice is Donna Murphy, Broadway veteran and longtime actress. She's playing Mother Gothel, who's the elderly lady who kidnaps Rapunzel for her the magic youth restoring properties of her hair. So she's become sort of a Cher, you know. She's kind of impossibly youthful, and she's actually a really great character. I think she really deserves a place in the psychotic Disney mommy Hall of Fame. She's really good.
Sort of a Cher, you say. Cher has a movie out called Burlesque. I feel like I've seen this movie before. Burlesque, must see or must miss?
I would say must miss. You know, it's funny. I think this may be the only movie that is filled with half-naked dancing girls and yet is still unwatchable. I could not believe how bad this movie was.
I can't imagine a worse review from Rafer Guzman given what's on the screen. There is a romantic comedy with Jake Gyllenhaal, crowd favorite, and Anne Hathaway star is certainly on the rise. They're in a romantic comedy together. I've seen the trailers. What do you think of Love and Other Drugs?
I liked it. You know, Jake Gyllenhaal plays a Viagra salesman, and Anne Hathaway plays a woman that he falls in love with. She's very young. She has early onset Parkinson's. So it's a romantic comedy / drama. It's good. I think there's really nice scenes. The two of them are really good together and very natural together. I'm not sure the movie holds together all that well, but it was fun to watch. And those two actors are really good together, I think.
All right. We have one worth seeing. That's Love and Other Drugs. We have a must miss, Burlesque, and a must see, yeah, Tangled. All from Rafer Guzman, Newsday film critic, and our film critic here on The Takeaway. Rafer, thanks.
Thank you, Todd.